Okay, right. So
do you want to start it?
Welcome back.
Turn to be sad.
Welcome back.
Okay, so it's literally episode 8. This is the Christmas special. We do have like sad news, Kyle, right?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Rabab's back.
Let's go.
He's here. She's here.
Yeah, holy shit. This is a Christmas special.
Yeah, Rabab, dude.
What the hell?
And we're, yeah, holy fuck.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Okay. Tell us about your, a month.
What, has it been a month?
It's been a good month.
I don't feel like it's been a month, but like, I guess it was like a very busy month, like, in school, like final projects, finals, everything. It was pretty intense. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
I don't even want to think about it or imagine.
I mean, and working part time. So it's like, it's a lot. Yeah.
So life is just.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. It's so good. Like, it feels so good to be done.
Yeah, so this is the Christmas special. We tried our best to make this as lovely and homey as possible.
Yeah, guys, peep the decorations. We all worked hard on it.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Peep our hats, peep our everything.
Yeah, peep our sadness, peep our confidence. We're all here. It's all inbound.
It's all up here, yeah.
But, damn.
Merry Christmas! Happy Hanukkah.
You big Christmas fan?
Yeah. I am, because I can't wait for my mom to actually like give and hand out like a lot of money to a lot of family members.
Oh, it's a money thing? Not a presents thing?
No.
Oh, shit.
Which is nice.
Oh, we
That's
do
why
that.
I love my mom even more.
We do that in our, not Christmas, like in, because I'm Muslim, right? So yeah. In mm-hmm. Eid. We do like do the money thing, like where like
you guys do the money thing?
Well, relatives give like the kids money, not kids, kids and teenagers. Yeah.
Okay, somewhat similar. We get like Christmas cards, and like your aunt or your great aunt from a different family like gives you $20, and you're like, yippee ki yay.
Yeah.
Is that kind of similar?
And then your parents take them.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll put that away for you. We'll put that away.
Yeah.
Bitch, my five bills.
But I'm happy, always happy in Christmas. Just nice, get to gather with the family, all that cliche stuff. And really,
do you feel you guys did enough Christmas stuff this year?
No,
I feel like it's getting shorter every year.
No, I think the most Christmas I did, like in my campus, because I'm in SFU, you know, you guys know, but I'm just telling them. So we had like a small Christmas thing, and we just, I got to meet Santa for the first time. And he was a very talkative Santa.
The? Holy shit, that's crazy.
Huh?
The Santa,
yes. Damn. And honestly, he was talking so much. And I was like, oh, like, that's awkward. And I just want a photo, honestly.
What was it like? he's like, so what'd you eat for dinner today?
No, like, he was like, oh, so you kids are, like, design students? And like, oh, you should decorate my house. Oh. And like, okay. And he's like, oh, have you seen The Lord of the Rings? And I was like, no.
What?
And he's like, you should watch it. I'm like, okay, I will.
You're Santa, bro.
Like, Santa was high as
like
fuck,
he's talking.
Bro.
He's talking like we're gonna meet again and talk about it, you know? Like, and then that's why I was like, you know what? Let's just take the photo.
You ever have a baked potato with sour cream? Like, man's is high as hell.
It was sweet though. Yeah.
Yeah. My first encounter with Santa actually was just 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't have that childhood of sitting on the lap with Santa.
Oh,
okay. I did
photo.
That.
You did that?
Yeah, I was very aggressive. Anyways, continue your story.
we'll get back to that. it was just at this mall, and we were working in the mall, and there was just this cute booth. Always these malls like do some cute thing in Christmas, and yeah, Santa was just sitting there, and I was like, you know what? Fuck this. I haven't even met any Santa, let alone in Christmas, so why not? Let's do it. And then me and my coworkers sat with him in a couch, took photos.
Aww.
It was great. Fulfilling my childhood dream.
Aw, that's cute.
That was wholesome. Damn. Yeah.
And what was funny is that, like, after that whole thing, the mall closed down, and then not closed down, but it was closed for business. Closed for business? Is that the right? No.
Yeah.
Closed for hours. Yeah. And they invited us because they thought we were part of the whole Christmas setup.
Oh.
For some reason. Even though we were fundraising there.
But that's fucked up.
Yeah. We were part of this dinner that they had, and there was amazing, what do you call those people? Choir people that just sang, and then there was performances.
That's really cool.
Very Christmassy stuff, like last year.
Like the movies.
It was nice.
Like the movies. Like the movies. Did you guys ever do like choir stuff growing up?
We would sing, like...
Ding, ding, ding! I did choir stuff growing up in grade 4, but like, I remember how like, I was like, oh shit, harmonies and echoes sound really good on songs. One is like, reindeer, and then the other person goes, reindeer.
This is like what Kanye West is doing these days.
Yeah. Guys, I'm Wanye Kest. Like, yeah, holy shit.
That was nice. It was Wanye West. Choirs.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Like, a lot of people tell me that I should have joined choir, but no, I don't know.
What's your relationship with singing? Like,
what?
What's your relationship with singing?
Singing?
I fucking what's yours kill too?
Singing, I'm not gonna lie, this hat is itchy. Are you sure no one wore it before? what did you say? What was the question?
What's your relationship with singing?
Singing? I like singing. I like to sing alone because every time I sing in front of people, they just
insane.
Start smiling, you know? And
yeah.
that
yeah,
that mind. Means that you're not good.
Yeah.
They're just like...
They're like, oh, good job.
Yeah.
Like, fuck off.
Like, yeah.
Do my best.
Good job.
Yeah. Good job. Like that... I feel like if I was a celebrity as like a singer, I would be Billie Eilish. Like that style, like whispering.
I could see that.
Yeah, because like you don't have to have like... I mean, no, all respect to Billie Eilish. Like she's amazing, but like... Like, you just whisper, like, you know, like.
She's the premium version of ASMR.
Yeah, like, if you try hard
too real.
With whispering, like, you could do something like that, you know? So it's like, I feel like I can't speak, I can't sing loudly, you know? Like, I will just crack, you know? Like, I can't.
That was a funny impression of Billie Eilish.
What okay? What celebrity singer would Carl be though? You're very. You got a belty voice.
I have a belty voice.
Like oh, like you sing clear.
Oh.
Like Frank Sinatra mixed with.
Oh, I love her.
In a pirate sea. I don't know.
Elvis.
Yeah, Elvis.
Frank Sinatra mixed with like fucking, I don't know.
Hey, little mama. That's Johnny Bravo. Yeah, never mind.
Johnny Bravo. That's a throwback. Do you know Johnny Bravo is?
I actually...
Big. Hey, baby.
But I've seen
hey,
him...
Hey, mama.
I've only seen him in cartoons. I don't know.
He is a cartoon.
Yeah. That's it?
That's
really?
That's the cartoon.
I thought he's based on like a real character.
It's called Andrew Tate. No?
Hey, baby.
Andrew hey, mama.
The blonde.
Hey, mama.
Hey, pretty mama. No, I think I fucking kill it. I'm not gonna like sugarcoat it or anything. I fucking kill it at singing.
I can imagine. You have a good voice. Yeah.
I'm gonna give myself a pat on the back.
A lot of days of karaoke. Remember that day when like we sang karaoke until 6 a.m.?
Mm-hmm. Oh!
Your birthday!
Personal. Yeah.
Yeah, you brought the speaker from your family.
Karaoke machine. And we had a birthday party.
Yeah.
Like for myself.
At our friend's place.
For a long. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was crazy.
We went too far. We were singing until 6 a.m.
Yo.
Yeah.
But it was so fun.
Were you still there?
Yes. Wow. I was.
She.
But
lives.
I think I slept before you guys.
100%.
Yeah, yeah.
We were singing Jonas Brothers by the end. Like, it was an experience.
But that was so fun. We should do it again.
Where karaoke parties are like.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting how great they are.
Yeah. See, yeah, especially house ones, because like you can play whatever you want, you know. It doesn't have to be just on the karaoke place.
There's another place we went to karaoke where we were like,
we were
secretly doing something, and we kind of maneuvered around the cameras to not do. It wasn't like anything crazy, nothing ridiculous.
What did we do? Was I there?
Yeah.
Were you there?
Were you there? We had A&W after.
Did we?
Well, the A&W was across the street, and some of us ran over.
You were there.
Was the whole pretending. Group was there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, then I wasn't then. Was it like when the reception?
I was.
Okay, never mind. It's a, yeah. But like, Carl, do you remember that day when after Kendrick's concert, we went to that bar?
I'm so jealous.
It was like live, like a kind of live karaoke in front of all people. Yeah. And that was bad.
Wait, what?
Was that bad?
I think we were like fucked up. Because we were singing like, I mean, we were
singing
good.
Like Maroon 5.
I think you were doing good. I wasn't doing good.
Wait, whoa, okay, whoa, whoa, whoa. Hey.
Because who sings Payphone by Maroon 5 in a live bar? Like,
okay, wait.
Bro, to be granted, everybody was playing weird stuff.
Honestly, true. Honestly,
let me say this.
True. But it was a vibe.
Yeah, it was a vibe.
You guys went to the Kendrick Lamar concert and then went to a bar after?
It was like a gay bar. Yeah.
It was a gay bar. We went to a
that
gay
stays
bar.
Open just until 7 a.m.
Hanging out?
Yeah.
You know, that's so cool.
Her to go to the
oh, my
concert.
Friends? I guess. Like,
my real friends?
No. It was some random people that I know in downtown, you know?
Okay.
Sorry, people. And yeah. So I asked them, are you there? And I told Carl, let's go.
Just like went.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I
holy
remember.
Shit.
At
Davie. So cool.
Yeah.
What's it called? Numbers at Davie Street.
Numbers
at Davie Street.
Was it worth it?
Yeah.
You said there's a lot of old people?
There is. I mean, you can imagine. Like, I mean, it stays open 7 a.m. Like, you know, if you can't sleep, just come to Numbers, you know? Like,
damn.
You have nothing better to do.
Yeah.
Come to Numbers.
No, yeah. I know there's a whole, like, I know people that, like, go every week to do, like, bar karaoke.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
it's a ritual.
Once a week, it's their, like, release. It's their time off.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn.
Oh,
need a beer or something?
I'm so down like, for that. Yeah.
You're down for that?
Yeah. Like a ritual, karaoke ritual. It's better than going to the club, honestly.
It is better than going to the club. I don't want to compare it to the club. Are you a big club guy?
No.
Come on.
Not anymore.
Oh, shit. Carl was wild back in the day. Yeah.
Redacted, guys. Redacted. Yeah. No,
he twerked on a door. Didn't even notice 40 minutes later.
Yeah, to that door. You're welcome.
He smacked the bartender and then took her home. Wait.
I don't smack
bouncer,
any woman.
Bouncer. Okay. Bouncer. I was trying to say bouncer. I got bouncer and bartender mixed up.
We don't hit any woman here.
Bouncer.
Just to be clear.
Yeah.
We don't hit anybody, period.
Yeah.
I approve.
Not worth it.
No, I'm not.
Wait. Now when I say not worth it, I just mean. When I say it mean not worth
digging
it,
your
it's just
own
like,
grave, bro.
Sorry.
I'm not a big club guy because it was fun for maybe just the first couple of years here.
But, it's always like that.
But now it's just adulting and. You know, you just see it as a waste of energy and time
and money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I remember even this is a little journey that Carl and I went on. Yeah. We parked. So I lived near one of the SkyTrain stations.
Yeah.
So we drove down the hill, parked, smashed like 3 beers, and then went on SkyTrain and then went back. Mm-hmm. And I just that whole like the fact that we're just like, oh, trying to save money, do all this bullshit. Just to, like, kind of be around individuals our age, because everyone our age is doing the exact same thing.
Yeah.
It's, like, fucking crazy. And then I'm like, oh, I want a drink. Oh, $18, please. I'm like, okay. Okay, I won't eat right. tomorrow, but sounds good.
And I sort of hate, like, club culture where, I don't know, it's just a lot of predatorial stuff.
Like, yeah, I see that.
Assault shit, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. A lot of
but you if you love the club, just stay safe.
Okay. Yeah, stay safe. 100%. Stay safe.
You love the club. Fuck the club up. You know,
vibe about it. It's very
Nicki Minaj.
Yeah,
hell yeah.
But once in a while, it's okay. You know, just at a celebratory thing.
Yeah, I mean,
it's fun when you go with like a group of friends.
Yeah.
I mean, if you go with someone that likes dancing, then it's fun. But if you go just to stand there. Or like to like try to like link up with someone, it's a bad idea. Because like you can't even talk to people there. So you only
it's too loud. Yeah, it's just all the horrible shit.
The best thing to go do there is like know the DJ, like, you know, like know the music, go dance, have fun, come back home. Like, like
I knew a buddy that like his friend was a DJ and he would always invite us to these spots. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is the way in, because we would get to like go in behind and like actually just like vibe out and hang out and like talk to people that like are in the back. And then that was it. Like that was a vibe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But just trying to go to the club and be like, what do you do on a Tuesday? Like,
like how are you?
How was your day?
Are you from here?
Yeah. What kind of Starbucks order you get?
And the quality of people in the club is not that good too, you know?
A lot of edge, like people around the edge just standing.
Kind
of just like looking and I'm like.
I mean, there are like normal good people, you know? But like most of the crowd is like meh,
It can get kind of just, I don't know, it's too much sometimes.
Yeah. But that's the club.
But be safe.
Yeah.
Clubbing, be safe. Fuck.
BC safe. Yeah.
BC safe. Hey, so, like, because you went to high school here. Did you not, Rabab. Mm-hmm. You came.
I didn't go to high school, Vancouver. But I did high school courses. But I will tell you my experience later.
Yeah, but you were like an adult.
High school
courses. I was an adult.
Yeah, you were an adult when you came here.
Yeah.
You, growing up in school, going through high school with individuals around you.
Yeah.
Like, how did that, like, kind of set itself apart for you being like, oh, I'll do this, I'll do that. Or, like, some people going into the club scene and some people trying to get into clubs or get alcohol at a young age. Or even, like, simple stuff of just, like, staying in and being humble like yourself.
Oh.
Does that make any sense? Did I?
No.
Yeah, that didn't make sense to me.
How
did it set up for me being in high school to
have... So you had friends in high school, yes?
Maybe. I'm sorry, yes.
Yeah. Yes? Okay. Sounds good. You had friends in high school.
Yeah.
You're still in contact with them.
Mm-hmm.
Still hang out.
I don't know about hanging out, but...
Okay. So in many avenues of like how you just grew through high school and going into adulthood, especially in the lower mainland, how did like each one of you feel like you split off from one another?
That's a good question.
Next question. Yeah, it's anyways, I'm sorry. I know that was a long-winded.
It's a very, question, very cliche thing because a lot of the people that were really good in school are mostly like well off a bit now, and you know, doing their career, killing it. Still in contact with you know some of them. They're doing great, living the life. But with us as well, like you know, I feel like we had our own like. Little successes here and there, or even just successes, however we defined it. And I wasn't particularly really good at school, as I told you guys in the past, right? So, yeah, I mean, I'm here now, I guess, like doing literally. And, talking about all the cool stuff that I did, you know, the stories that I racked up, which was nice. And yeah, as far as with my friends as well, my circle, really. They're doing well off, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think so. Even with all the, you know, hood rat shit that we used to do.
Everyone's got hood rat shit. Everyone's got hood rat shit.
Yeah. But how was it with you guys? Like, yeah. I mean, you didn't grow up here, but how was it in Syria? Like, how did it... Is that your question? Like, how did it shape...
Well, I have the answer.
Yeah, like, the reason I asked you is just because, like, you and I, we moved here apart from our high school lives or lives prior.
Yeah.
Like, or just moving a lot. Like, we kind of move separate from that. But, like, it's a lot of work, almost. Yeah. But it's not bad. It's good work. Like, it's just, it feels nice to, like, keep in contact with, like, your past life and your high school friends. It's like, hey, like, this, how are you? Like, it's like, I remember not coming here with a lot of, literally nothing. And then trying to, like, outsource and be like, oh, shit, hi, nice to meet you. Like, what do you do?
Yeah.
Do we tacos too? That's crazy.
Yeah. Because I feel like in some movies, how they portray it in media, when there's like always this 10-year reunion for high school.
Yeah.
Everybody was just like, oh, I'm doing this now, you know? Like really divisive. Not divisive, but like try to divide sort of like.
People. They flexing.
They're flexing, you know? Flexing. They're just out here.
Everyone has a different path, I feel like. Like, for example, I mean, I did high school in Egypt.
Yeah.
Most of my friends in high schools, what the fuck? Okay, most of my friends, most of my friends in high school, like they're married now and they have kids.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
I don't. I'm
crazy. Yeah. Like, and like now, I still feel like a kid, you know. Mm-hmm. And I can't believe like they're married and they have kids, and you know, like they have different stories. Like the other day, I was talking to my friend from there, and she's like, "Oh, this girl had this, and this girl that," and I'm like, "Damn, like." Different lives, and like I like it, you know, everyone has a different path. I like that.
It's fun. It's fun to catch up with like people. Like, oh shit, what you doing?
Exactly.
How you doing? I'm like, damn, we used to like steal Slurpees from the 7-Eleven.
I
didn't give it back.
I thought it was just gonna be like those Hollywood movies where like these guys go back to the reunion and they all like feel like shit because they thought that they didn't do enough and just with catching up with a lot of people comparing themselves, but genuinely when I talk to people from high school or any people in my past as well, for after a while of not contacting them, I genuinely like want to know about them, you know, like hey, you know,
I
like,
blocked some of them.
That's cool. You blocked some of them.
A lot of them actually. I don't know. Yeah,
I guess Ramon has a different thing.
I blocked some people just because they would stalk me.
I didn't block. I just deleted a lot of people because I don't know. I go through phases. Like I don't know.
No,
need
I block people.
I don't need to see that. You know.
I remember even someone like pretending to be me and ask my mom for like a bunch of money.
Ooh.
And my mom called me and she's like, "How much do you need?" Because love you, mom. She's love you, mom. And she's like, "Oh, how much do you need? Like, are you like, I'm in trouble or something?" Mm-hmm. But and she was like, "This isn't you." Like, she sent me screenshots of just a bunch of texts that someone's like pretending, "Hey, it's Cameron," like being me trying to like get a fuck ton of money out of her.
Shame.
Crazy.
That's
shame.
Crazy.
Crazy. I was like, dude, I'm not even, who am I? I'm not anybody. Like, why me?
I'm not agreeing, but like, yeah.
What? Yeah. What? Like, I don't, it's still, what? You don't agree with what?
That you're nobody.
Well, I don't, like, I'm not any, like, okay. Well,
I'm damn, not, okay, I'm not agreeing with that. Well,
welcome back, Rebob. See? See what happens when you're here versus when you're not?
Yeah, like, look at me trying to get dark and hate on myself. And she's like, okay, relax. You are somebody.
See what happens?
She can't spell my name, but I'm somebody. That's crazy.
Yeah, I feel that.
But like, even like,
have you ever scammed someone? I mean, I know we worked in sales, but like,
okay.
Scammers are forte, guys.
No,
I did not scam anyone.
I don't feel like I have ever scammed anyone because I'm always very honest. Like, here it is, you know, like, you want to do it,
I kind of like, I love the over honesty when it comes to like business, because they're like, "Oh, can I do this? This, damn."
That was heavy. Sorry.
But it was like, "Oh,
stop it, Carl." All
right, guys. This is where I leave.
No.
Finally. No. But we're like, when it comes to like business, being like overly honest.
Yeah.
It helped me in sales too, though.
Oh yeah.
Of just being like, they're like, "Can I do this? Can I do that?" I'm like, "No." Like, you're asking too much of it. Like, I'm trying to sell you this product. Like, this is what it does, and this is how you'll probably use it.
Yeah.
Like, just setting expectations.
Yeah.
Being, it's like, better, to be honest.
It's so fuck. Like,
it's a reverse psychology.
It is. It is reverse psychology. Yeah. But it is, like, it's so less damning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because like, you have you ever been in a position when you had to play that character, that sales character?
I can't.
Of like this is what it does. No.
They tried to make me that. They tried to turn me into that monster, but I couldn't.
Okay,
I swear, I was like, no, Rebob, I do it my way.
Rebob just called us monsters indirectly.
No, you don't do that. Like, you're nice when you talk. I've seen your work. Like,
he's
very
nice.
You talking like, you're very like conversational, you know.
Bad, yeah.
But like, I've seen other people. I don't want to mention names, but they're like jumpy and like, hi, how are you? You know,
like, oh my god,
like,
you eat food? I eat food too. Like, here's this.
Yeah, it's they're on something. Like, you know, like, I
but
can't do
that's
that.
Like, what?
But good for them,
sales,
I guess.
Yeah,
I mean, they're good at this, so good for them. Like,
sales jobs kind of like teaches you to do that too.
Yeah,
they try to like kind of Because you are like a mirror. Like mm-hmm. when you're in a sales job, you have to be like a mirror. Like you just have to reflect.
That's true.
The likeness of what the person in front of you is like. So if they're like, if they're conversational, what?
Sorry, I keep going.
His thing is, why bother?
Every time I'm talking,
why am I here?
Every time
why
I'm talking,
why the fuck do I talk?
Every time I nod my head, this thing rings, and every time he moves his head, his ring rings too, and it's just so funny. I don't know.
But anyways, yes, sales.
These guys have ideas. I swear to God.
The sales thing, yeah, definitely, it shaped up really me, like being more confident and just knowing bullshit, mm-hmm. really. But
knowing stuff helped me know stuff.
Knowing stuff, yeah.
No, I'm joking. Chill. Why go that way?
Knowing stuff.
It helps me know how to like to convince people, mm-hmm. or like help me like talk to strangers like very comfortably, you know.
Yeah, just like mm-hmm. hey, this I'm here.
Yeah.
This conversation.
Yeah, like help me like read people, you know, yeah. more. Yeah.
I tried to. I in the beginning, I definitely tried it as like a performative.
Mm-hmm.
Like, haha! Hey, what's da da da? Let's do this. Da-da-da, like trying to be like super performative.
I feel like it's a very Aquarius thing.
Yeah. Okay. Aquarius like, oh, let's get into this.
Yeah, yeah.
So I, what am I? I'm an Aquarius.
Aquarius.
Carl. Yeah. What is Carl?
Leo. I know.
Oh, wow. Holy shit.
I remember.
While she was away, she was studying something else. She's trying to put a curse on this.
I memorize everything.
Well, yeah. What are you?
Pisces.
So, something I do not, but I don't want to disrespect it, but it's something like, it's interesting. It's an interesting way to go about things.
Mm-hmm.
Because we also had a mutual friend of all of ours as well. She did a reading. He did our reading. On my chart
your chart. Your birth chart, I guess.
And
yeah.
the thing is, I was just like, I remember he was just saying like everything that I wanted to, like I was, everything was clicking. I was like, that is me, yeah, bet. Like say like I was hitting all the marks, and I wanted all. I was like, yes, I want all these traits. Like, these traits represent me.
I felt that exact same way when he read it. And when he read mine,
Yeah, and I was like, oh, like I'm getting everything. Yeah. I'm getting validated.
Yeah.
Through the quote-unquote chart reading. I'm not saying that to demean or dismiss it. But I'm saying, I was like, oh, shit, that can be valuable information to someone that it might need to hear that.
Mm.
They're like, oh, I needed that, you know, because like not a lot of people get back at it.
I mean, I do notice a pattern. Like I notice, like I told you just now, like mm-hmm. Aquarius, like they put on a front, you know, like mm-hmm. Aquarius people can be like very introverted, but in front of people they just put a front to mm-hmm. look extroverted. But in reality, like if they stay alone, for a very long time, and like no one know what they're doing, you know.
That is true.
Isolate themselves a lot. But, like, when they come out to people again, they're like, you know.
Yeah, but do you ever find, like, people work in sections? Because, like, multiple people do that constantly. Like, you change day to day.
Yeah.
Like,
I feel like Aquarius, like, they're loud in front of people. I'm not saying you're loud.
Anyways.
But, I mean, like, they
guys,
put on.
Guys, I'll be
like,
starting my ASMR channel.
Like you really said, soon. You put on a show.
Of course.
Yeah.
But I've been performative since I was a kid. Like I'm like, it's like almost the minute I knew I like, even when like
getting, comment below if it applies to you, Aquarius people, yeah,
showman,
DM Carl my face if it applies to me. No. But like even when I was a kid, like I knew a way to like, this was like a, this is when I knew I could get out of being in trouble. I knew I could do it when I could perform.
Mm-hmm.
Like if my grandparents got mad, or my parents got mad, or my uncle, mm-hmm. or anyone in my family like of upper authority, I could like, if I can make them laugh in that moment, or do something funny,
mm-hmm.
oh, all of it's laughs on,
mm-hmm.
and I could not get away with it, but like the punishment was not as harsh.
Severe, yeah.
It's kind of just like, severe. Oh, okay, you're grounded, and not like a whole stern talking to. It's like, well, Papa, I made you laugh. Like, you can't talk to me serious about this. Like, I've always wanted that upper hand. I hate having no, like, hand in let's just say it's a big pot of control. Mm-hmm. I don't like having no hand in it.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to have something of like just lacking so much of it. I just like, I'm like, God, give me everything.
Mm-hmm.
Give me everything. Yeah, I see. Mm-hmm. So it's like, oh, la-di-da-da, ooba-doo-doo. How do you do?
I don't know what my, yeah. I don't know what my sign says about me. What does your sign say about you?
No, I was going to say about you first.
Oh.
Your sign, like the most popular thing about Leo people is that they're very narcissistic, which I don't see in you. Like,
yeah.
I really don't, you know.
Totally.
But I feel like you are confident, like, but you're not full of yourself, you know. But a lot of Leo people, they're very full of themselves, that they say. But and also Leo people, they think they're right all the time.
Yeah, I don't think I'm right all the time.
Yeah, you don't, see?
Yeah.
And what else?
I'm breaking the pattern. I'm breaking the matrix.
But they're very That's critical, true. Though. But because also you have your moon sign, so your moon sign affects you a lot.
My moon sign is Virgo. Was it Virgo? Yeah, Virgo.
Virgo? Okay, makes sense.
What's the... Okay, so...
Why? I'm scared.
Okay, so I know there's three. What is...
There's like...
There's a sun sign.
Moon and then rising.
Yeah.
Bad.
Ooh, I know that shit.
A mutual friend of ours said my rising is Scorpio, but I have the same moon as you.
Virgo. Right?
Okay.
Something like that.
I don't know. You're telling me because I'm not sure.
I forgot. It was.
It all happened at the same time. Rabab, it all happened at the same time. Like,
yeah.
When this, like, when I was learning information.
Yeah.
But I remember I have also, like, two placements, sun and rising. Or no, moon and rising, the same Virgo.
Moon and rising Virgo? Oh, yeah. Interesting. You're very grounded then. Yeah, I feel like you are very grounded. Uh-huh. Like, cool. You're very, like grounded. Like, you're... I don't know how to explain it, but, like...
You're logistical.
Yeah.
You're very... Even... Actually, we were talking prior. You're like, just like, you're very... Hey, when I have tasks...
The bottom.
No. But, like, you... Like, like, you know your place.
Uber doo to you.
Like, you know.
sorry. That's a callback. But, no, like, you are a grounded individual. Like, even you were telling me earlier today, you have, like, it's not, I'm publicly sharing private, it's still, like, a personality trait of yours, of where you have to, like, prepare to do a task at hand, and that's, like, a grounding
scenario. Oh yeah, and Virgos are very perfectionists.
I'm like trying to get ready for something.
Yeah,
I think I'm a perfectionist.
Yeah, because he was like trying to draw the labels.
Yeah, earlier. So a lot of this.
Peep out the labels, dogs.
Yeah.
Carl,
Rabab, Ruru, Carlito.
Mm-hmm.
Carlito.
Carl. And he was spending like a good amount of time like writing like making it perfect.
Going through it.
Yeah, and I was
I think it's just OCD.
No, it's a Virgo.
Yeah, I have OCD.
It's a Virgo thing.
But like about like very unintentional things. Just like small shit.
Yeah.
I think you're very grounded in like, oh, I need to get... This has to be perfect.
Yeah.
Or fuck it.
Yeah, you either make it like do it perfectly or you either like or you don't do it. I feel like I noticed this a lot in Virgos. Like they either want something to be perfect or they just like ignore it. Which is also sometimes is bad. Cause like then you procrastinate a lot because you're scared.
Oh shit.
Oh my god, am I reading you now?
We talked about it earlier. I'm a
big procrastinator, man.
Because you're scared to start something. And not
because it has to be.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Part of it. Yeah.
Well,
I think it's just because of laziness. But anyways, yeah, go ahead.
Laziness. It could be.
Yeah, but that can be.
Mine is laziness.
That
can be for sure. Yeah. It
can be skewed as the same.
Yeah.
Same formula.
Same form.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know what yours says about you.
Mine.
Yeah. Who are you?
Yeah.
What's going on here?
Emotional. Creative.
This is just, she's writing her resume right now. She's like, attention to detail.
Sensitive.
Diligent.
What do you call it? Impulsive. I feel like I'm all of these things too.
I can see those, yeah.
But my moon is also Gemini. So that means I switch a lot too. So I turn from like being like calm and like everything is calm. Everything's like, I'm fine. To like going crazy and
so,
like
okay, so what is the
talking a lot, like you know, being loud, I mean, yeah.
I see that. Mm-hmm. Damn. But what is, like, what is the sun?
What does it mean?
Like, yeah, what is it, like, directly, they contrast with, like, what it means? As opposed to the moon, as opposed to the rising.
I have the answer. So, okay. So the sun.
Start smoking.
Yeah, give me a joint.
Do you believe in it though?
Like astrology? I try not to, but I guessed a lot of people's signs in the past that, like, they got scared. They're like, oh, how did you know? You know, yeah. So
okay.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah. So yeah, you were asking, like, what's the difference between sun and moon and rising? So sun is just like, sun is just like your basic, like, qualities, you know, or like characteristics, you know. The moon is your emotional, like the way you deal with emotional things, your emotional state, your relationships, like social things, it's like that. Mm-hmm. And the rising is what people see at the beginning when they meet you, like the first impression, that, like, before people, like, know you so well, this is the rising.
So what is your rising?
Capricorn.
What is his?
Virgo.
Virgo as well.
Wait, how did you know?
He just said it.
Oh, Virgo.
Two places. Anyways,
you're Scorpio, right?
Did you guys eat today? No. No, I am Scorpio rising. But how does, like, what is a Capricorn, like, how does it come across?
So as Capricorn, I heard a lot,
because I know how I met you first. How did we've talked about it before? Yeah, but like,
so yeah. I heard that a lot from people, where, like, they say that when they first meet me, they think I'm very, like, logical, very organized.
Yeah.
I got my shit together, you know, like, I know what I'm doing, like, I'm focused, you know. But
yeah.
I mean, I am these things, of course, but...
Okay, you're just... Girl boss. I'm like, you know, I'm this.
But in reality, I'm also very messy, very impulsive. I'm not very organized. But I mean, I got my shit together. Like, I know how to do it in the end of the day, but I'm very messy, like, you know, so...
Yeah, okay.
I see.
To be honest, that adds up how I met you.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
When I met you, I was like, oh, this bitch is serious.
Yeah.
Like, she's like, because I remember trying to be the performative, like, ah, ha, ha, like, yeah. What are you from? Like, trying to connect. Mm-hmm. But she's like, oh, the one or two word answers. And I was like, very straight to the point.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, okay. Because, like, there's, like, no conversation.
I come off very serious at the beginning.
She does, yeah. But at the, like, that happens a lot, right? Like, that's like a lot of people, like, I think, especially in Vancouver,
a lot of Pisces.
Hey, I want to go back on you guys. Fuck you guys, this place is wait, no. not on any of what was just said, actually, recently.
Okay, okay.
But I've talked to multiple sources that this place, that Vancouver as a whole, has made them meaner as an individual. And the reason I say that is because it happened with me.
Oh.
I've gotten meaner just, like, out in public when I'm trying to, like, get to my destinations. Just going on a bus or sitting in an Uber, or just, like, kind of just, like, head down to mind my own business. I don't ask questions.
Mm.
Head straight. Get your shit done.
Yeah.
And a lot of people say the exact same thing. So I win! Fuck them!
I just think I'm just joking. In Vancouver, it's very hard to make friends. So that's why people are very careful when talking to people, because, like, I don't know, like, everyone, like, it's like you have to live up to a standard or something. Like, it's weird here a bit.
Like a
oh, you're not wearing this, you know, like a proper, you're not wearing branded things. Oh, like, you know, like, it's a little bit like that, but also, like, in terms of, like, walking in the street and stuff, I think it's like the druggies in the street.
Yeah, but
like, you're always scared that, like,
like, I don't know, like,
you're always scared that someone's gonna be on drugs. Like, you can't even smile at anyone.
It is true, yeah.
Like,
it is like
if you smile at someone, they think they're gonna jump on you, like, or something. I don't know. Like,
that is valid. That is, I do understand that part, but, like, it's inwards of them thinking themselves have become more mean. Not the environment around them.
I think,
like, they just can't. Oh, I came here and I got kind of more shielded and mean, which is, like, which bleeds into your point and relates to that point. But
isn't that adulthood?
Or maybe not, because
get, like, meaner.
Well, it can be, it can be adulthood, but have you, like, I think, let me just say this, one of my dreams is to have, like, a community of just, like, friends, or just, like, because that's how, like, humans are, like, born to, like, live with 100 to 120 people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In cities and social, like, everything.
It's like, so crazy, like, when you hear about older people, like, when you hear from older people, like, the way they used to know people.
They had so mm-hmm. many friends.
Like, they would just, like, go yeah. down the street, sit next to someone, and start talking to them. Like, hey, you want to play soccer later? And like, you know, like.
Apartment buildings, yeah, too. Like, yeah. oh, I had a few neighbors down the apartment building. Yeah. Like, this.
But now you can't, like, you have to, like, if you're just on your phone.
They're like, yo, what the fuck? Like, what are you doing outside my door, bro?
Yeah.
And it's just, I was like, yes, it's got more isolating.
Yeah.
And yeah, I win. Fuck you guys. I'm just joking. But like, in all seriousness,
I think it's also because it's expensive here.
No one has time to socialize. We're just all like,
I was just broke.
We have to live.
Broke and mad at home. Like,
I really think that's true. Actually,
honestly, like, yeah, Vancouver is getting wild.
It is exhausting.
Like, I mean, you're paying for rent. Like, most of your paycheck goes to rent. Might as well just stay at home and not socialize. You know?
Yeah, because. You what gotta does that do?
Get
money.
Get your rent's worth, you know.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the. Yo, where the $4 beers at, dude? I'll have two and go to sleep. Like, I'm not trying to, like, be out here too long.
I guess I'm gonna fast tomorrow.
Yeah, right. Hey guys, I tried this new thing called starving. Have you guys tried it before? Like, I'm really, like, Vancouver's not good. Also, hey, I'm not making jokes about starving. God bless to everybody else in the world that, like, I know we're in a more fortunate place.
Yeah, true. Than a lot of individuals. We're very fortunate, true.
A lot of individuals in the world.
Oh, can't what? Stop coughing, bro.
It's okay, let it out.
I thought you were like, nope. Like, oh, okay. Carl's got a hot take. He's gonna hate on the world now.
Unpopular opinion.
Hey, so.
Oh, shit. If you starve, it's starving? Your fault.
Like, yeah, Carl's like, if you starve, how dare you? How dare you starve?
Nah. Can't, you know, if you can't tell, I'm really sick. But yeah,
getting there.
I hope not. Like,
okay,
actually, yeah, maybe not. Like,
I getting, demanded it.
Maybe not like getting there, but exiting out of it.
Yeah. But hey, rising. I'm Scorpio. Nice. You are
Virgo.
Virgo. So how does Virgo?
Sorry. Yeah.
What? Are you okay?
I was just staring at
for some just reason. At me and like,
guys, we'll take a commercial break.
It was a long stare. Or maybe I just felt like it was.
Anyways,
okay, Rob.
Yeah,
you're our guide. His Virgo rising.
Mm-hmm.
How does it compare to who he is as like a first meet individual? Because I mean, actually, you guys met under circumstances where it was like a party, mm-hmm. so it's very social. Like, everyone's just kind of da 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 ha 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 hello. Like, mm-hmm. how does that contradict or positively affect what his rising is?
I mean, I did mention that before, like the fact that he's perfectionist and grounded and stuff, but that. Also because I find it hard to like make a difference between like Leo people and Virgo people because I get along with both of them equally. Like, mm-hmm. I like whenever I meet like someone Virgo or Leo, like we have long conversations. We talk about a lot of things.
A lot of
people
say that like, oh my God, you're a Leo? Like, oh, yeah. That's why we get along a bit. It's like, okay.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. Sure. Like, we did have a lot of conversations before, you know, like, and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, like, that's, I think that's the Virgo side, too, mm-hmm. I guess. Yeah.
When I was a kid, and I first heard about, what are they called again?
What?
Horoscopes.
Horoscopes.
When I was a kid and I first heard about horoscopes, I was probably like 6 or 7. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really know what they were. I was like, because my friend, good buddy, when I was a kid, he was like, oh, I'm Scorpio. Scorpio's this. And he showed me all this, like, the details on it. Mm-hmm. I was like, damn, that's cool. And so I was like, what's the next coolest thing? And I just started to tell people I was a Leo.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, oh, I'm a Leo. And, yeah.
Every guy I ever met, like, pretends like, and when I was a teenager, he would tell me like that he's a Scorpio, because like they think Scorpio is cool. Because like
the thing is, he was a Scorpio. Scorpio. Like, his birthday was. He showed me everything.
Oh, okay. Like, okay.
His birthday was. Showed me his license.
Oh, damn.
His registration.
But, like, he's so proud to be a Scorpio.
Yeah,
like.
Well, he was teaching me, right?
Oh, okay, okay.
He was, like, teaching me what... Because, like, I was six, seven.
Yeah.
He's a couple years older than me, like... And I didn't know what the fuck horoscopes are. Like, horoscope? What'd you call them?
Like, Scorpios are very popular in the horoscope. Scorpio guys, specifically.
Yeah, I was so jealous.
Because... Like, actually, they're very jealous people, like the Scorpio people. They're very envious.
I just like the name.
They like revenge, you know? Yeah. They revenge very hard, but they're very good in bed. So that's why all guys.
All guys want to be.
I'm a Scorpio.
Yeah, all guys want to be Scorpio because, like, Scorpio is good in bed. Yeah.
Do you think guys crave, like, being good in bed because we can't control it?
What do you mean? You can't control.
Actually, I don't know. That was just a take.
I mean, like, I was just
throwing it out there.
It is a pressure.
I actually have no idea.
It is a pressure for guys to be good in bed, because if they're not good, then it's over.
True. Yeah. Carl, take notes.
Yeah. One
me
second.
Too.
Guys.
Don't worry. But yeah, no. The whole Scorpio thing. Even I think it was just I was super jealous of the name.
Scorpio.
Scorpio.
Yeah.
And I was like Aquarius.
Aquarius.
Felt like a watery bitch. Like I just floated through stuff.
It's very sassy.
Yeah, and Aquarius. I was just like, oh, like,
is that
oh.
the cool sounding like sign Scorpio? And
when Aquarius? I was like, when I was like 6 years old,
sound
it was
wise and name wise. Isn't there
Pisces sounds good too.
Pisces, Cancer.
Okay. Whoa. Pause.
Not a big fan of Cancer.
Gemini.
No. Gemini. I love Gemini. Yeah.
Gemini. I like Gemini because of Steve Lacy. Shadow Steve
like,
Lacy.
Google's new... That's out of topic, but Google's new AI, like, that is competing with ChatGPT, then its name is Gemini.
You know what? We never got into. Hey, that was a good point.
Look how he turned his chair and, like, he's so serious.
I'm going to eat this tree, bro. You are in the tech world.
Yeah.
Something we are not even... I play Bluetooth. Yeah. Like, do you know how Bluetooth works? Like,
I know
what's
the
that about?
Level of things. Yeah.
It's in here. Can you imagine going into the 60s and showing someone Bluetooth?
That's crazy.
They'll jump off a bridge. Like, understand? Like, they
even now, I would jump off
a bridge. Even a phone. If you show them a phone.
Bluetooth now.
Dead.
Hey, what could you show right now that would, like, blow someone away in the past? Okay.
I was thinking of something dirty, sorry. Never
mind. Guys, ever heard of VR porn? Hey. Sorry to make it. Sorry to take it there, but.
Yeah.
I'm making jokes, okay? Don't attack
Have
me.
You actually. Never mind.
Have what? No, I haven't.
The VR?
Nah. I've tried.
I've tried it before. It? Like, it's pretty cool.
You tried VR?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen it.
Okay,
but like,
okay.
I didn't.
But no, I have not.
I didn't commit to it, but I've seen it.
Yeah.
I just looked
What's
at
that
it
back there. I've never had an opportunity to ever try VR. Does it get real? I feel like that's dangerous.
Yeah.
I feel like it could. Like you could live. Because you could lead it to, like, why would you do other stuff?
Yeah.
When you could just have it here at your house.
Mm-hmm.
True.
Like, it was
I mean,
just, like,
if,
it would
if your
you...
game is not, like, if you, like, can't sleep with a lot of people, it could be dangerous, yeah.
Very.
Because then you get,
so. Comfortable
yeah, you get comfortable
with
it. Yeah. And then you don't try. You stop trying, you know? And you just go stick to it.
You just,
know?
Like, stick in this matrix reality.
Yeah.
But have you seen a Ready Player One?
What's that?
I have not. I've heard so many good things about it.
One.
The book is great. The movie is great.
Yeah.
It's just you go into it. I'm very surface
level.
It's
a VR world or VR universe, utopia, and it's a movie/book. It's adapted from a book. Good book and good movie as well. Directed by Steven Spielberg, so must recommend watch. But. Yeah. It's depicted of just this dystopian future. I don't know if it's dystopian, but it's like it's somewhere in the future where all the people are just living in stacks of, you know, trailer park homes now, and everything in reality is sort of, you know, glim and crappy, and all they live for is just going into this VR world and making their names in the VR world. Mm-hmm. Or making themselves up in the
Do you think we're headed that way?
It could be, because I feel maybe. Like most of the things, even in school right now, yeah. they want to teach you about, like, oh, how to create like a virtual reality world, how mm-hmm. to do this, how to control that. Like, they want you to do a lot of things in it that it's like
the future.
But yeah. scary.
It, like, I'm saying it'll make money.
It will make money. It will
make money.
But like, look at social media.
Literally VR.
Like, look at social media. This is how it started. It just started as like, oh, let's just connect people together, you know, from all yeah. around the world.
And now, like, people and feel now, most alone.
And now, like, people are, things. It's like, you're feeling weird about yourself. It's complicated. You can't even get rid of it. Like it's weird, you know, so scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how, like,
it would be nice only, like, oh, if you're old, you can just make yourself look good, you That'd know, be, and go there.
Okay, I don't know. Do you think an 80-year-old's, like...
kind of creepy. Yeah,
my cheekbones
yeah.
on fleek.
Yeah. Creepy. Yeah.
But yeah, it would get weird. Because yeah. then where do you draw the line?
Yeah.
Because then you would have
it's gonna to need set, new rules. Imagine you would have having to
set laws and boundaries. That's crazy. Inside the VR world.
Imagine. Sure.
Like everything that
having laws in real life and laws in virtual world.
Yeah. Imagine how exhausting.
Imagine living having two governments.
Imagine paying taxes in the VR world. I'm like, what?
Like in the reality and in VR.
Yeah, that would be true. Cool.
Oh God,
yeah. Paying and even then, like, there's things.
Did we smoke weed? Thing. I don't recall us smoking weed.
There's enough green right here. Know, right? We got enough. Hey, also for the audio listeners, before you yeah. get into your point, Carl, we decorated our set. It's you know, lovely lights everywhere. We got our stockings with our names on yep. it. We have a beautiful tree that's lit up nice with some beautiful colors.
We got some yeah.
couple trees.
We got
and
hats
and a mug back.
We dressed up pretty well.
Mm-hmm. Red line.
I think so. No, but yeah, to my point, there's just like these cool haptics now, basically just, you know, you can wear like an outfit with also the VR, you know, headset and everything like that to make all the sensations in the VR world real.
Oh
yeah, that's too
like sense of touch, like I don't know.
Do you guys
like,
ever think that would get into the shocks, wrong hands?
Stuff like that.
Yeah, 100%. Like, yeah.
Even now it's becoming, it's in reality now. Like the most kind of like base level of it. But in that movie, everything was just so like advanced in the VR world that's why people just, you know, want to just live there.
Is it also like forever. If you die in the VR world, you die?
I think so.
Because in an anime called Sword Art Online, they do that where it's like, hey,
weeb.
No, I'm joking. You go in.
I'm joking, bro.
I'm canceled, Carl.
I'm an anime person too.
Track this motherfucker. I fucking. No,
childhood. Yeah.
But no, Sword Art Online, like they do a whole thing, the VR. Oh, like you're going into like a game space.
Yeah.
But if you die, you die.
There is this episode in Black Mirror. Where like two women living together and then her wife dies, but she stays in VR world, so she goes to the VR world to see her wife still living there, like so she, her wife I don't remember her wife her mom I don't remember exactly, it was a long time since I've seen it, but it's really cool, I'm not gonna lie, like they store all the information about her, like her brain, everything, you know, and she continue living, you know, in this VR world forever. Like, it's crazy.
Wait,
Black Mirror freaks me out.
And your brain is just like in some like computer, you know, in a room, and it just keeps developing and living forever. Like, it's crazy.
Bro, I love that.
I
love that shit. Actually,
I
mean,
like
I'm
it.
Scared of death, but at the same time, like that's scary too. Yeah,
it's. Yeah. I'm scared, like potential wise. I'm scared of like not getting. To your max, like what is, like what, where's the top?
Yeah,
for who we are. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Who is Carl Salas and where is the peak? What? Can I not come up?
What are you laughing
about? Okay, I'll be the clown again. hell, looty doo, McDonald's, quarter pounders on your face. Eat some ass. Eat
but
some
it is interesting.
Your
yeah, I know.
Wait, sorry. So you're saying that there's a
no? Fuck you.
This.
Get back to fuck you, bitch.
No, I like, I get that question because, like, the whole point of life is that you have a limited time.
Yep.
To do certain things and be yourself and, like, be the best version of yourself. So it's like, if you don't have a limited time, then you're just going to be the best version of yourself. But, like, you might just take, like, millions of years. But, like,
yeah, but also fuck the best version of yourself.
Yeah, who cares? I mean, true.
I'm not going to, like, just, like,
live your best life.
It, like, it, I know that's such a, like, a, like, a mom would put that on the wall.
Yeah, like,
as a fucking decoration. But, like, it is true. Like, it is very real.
Just, yeah, like, I mean, because it's very hard to, like, very hard to, like, try to convince yourself to just live life, to just enjoy it and experience it. Yeah, because I feel like you feel pressured from all people around you, like, oh, you have to do this, you have to, you know, all that. But, like, some people actually don't care about other things. They just want to live it, enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know, just have it as an experience. The small, you know,
shit. Like, you know what? You, like, yeah, you always find when, like, grandparents or parents that got old, when they're trying to, like, contact their kids and they're trying to, like, oh, let's have food or let's go get dinner. And I'm like, yeah, they're the ones that are living in the moment. Like, right now, today, let's go hang out. Let's go do this right now. Just keep it focused. Let's just sit, break some bread, hang out and chill. Good to go. What comes later, what comes tomorrow, doesn't, like, it's just day-to-day shit.
Yeah, my thing is, like, I want to be the best version of myself just to, like, live the best life I want to live, experience the best version of the life. Not to just, like, be like, oh, look at me, I did this, I did that.
I, like, have a lot of spite. I'm like,
what do you mean?
I'm like, I want to do that too, but because, like,
it's hard though.
It is, just because
sometimes,
like,
you just want to be like, you know, give me, like, I just want to
just go with the flow.
Yeah. Because you can, if you can find happiness and joy in every little thing, it doesn't have to be like a Lamborghini, you know. But
oh yeah, I don't think
there's happiness to be found, like, in
but
don't get twisted. I'm not saying in, like, physical things or, like, value things. I just mean, like, I don't know. I just want to, like, do you guys not have, like, inner spite for stuff?
What does spite mean exactly?
Like, English lesson. Let me give you an example. When I was 13 years old, I went to my hometown and visited my hometown.
Yeah.
I spent a majority of my childhood trying to get really good at soccer. Because everyone in my hometown played soccer. Hey, everyone does it. Like, get good at it. So I got pretty good at it. I didn't get great at it, but I got good enough to just, like, hey, oh shit, he's got some moves.
Yeah.
When I came back, everyone started playing basketball. And so I played basketball and everybody fucked me up. Everybody wasted me. Like, bullied me to, like, no end, to the fact, like, I was not a basketball player.
Yeah.
And then my spite over those next 3 years, like, from 14 to 18, basketball every single day. Like, I need to, like, get up here. Like, you guys don't have, like, the hate for that? I have my own issues.
Like, anyways, no. I have the same issue. Like, certain people drive you to do something, right? Or, like,
I think it was just my town. Because it was every kid.
Your whole town is going to beef with you now.
Well, no, they know this. Fuck you guys. But, like, because, like, even then, there's, like, oh, like, everyone's playing soccer. I was like, oh, bet, let me get good at soccer. Then I'd come back and visit. Everybody plays hockey. So I was like, okay, bet, let me play hockey. I started to get into hockey really good. Okay, everyone plays basketball now. And then, like, that's when I'm getting into my adult years. Like, I play basketball as hard as I could. And I was like, damn, I got all my check marks, like, all the acceptances I needed. And then I was like, that's doesn't that feel good? Do you guys not have, like, a pettiness of, like, you think I can do this better than you.
Yeah.
Because you don't, like a drive to, like, I'll wear that hat better than you. Do you know what I mean? Like, you guys have that. Gets you mad?
It does. It's what keeps me going sometimes. Like, sometimes when I'm giving up, I just start thinking about, like, all the other people that could do it better. Like, you know, like, all the people that thought like I can't do it, or like,
just be mad.
But
like, not mad at them. Like,
no.
Actually not mad at them.
Yeah.
It's just mad at like this. I don't know. There's
like their view of you, yeah, or like, a,
oh, you think I can't?
Yeah.
Do this?
Yeah.
Like, bet I'll do all of it.
Yeah.
To prove you wrong.
Yeah.
The thing is, like, even when you get to a point, you can't prove that. You're never gonna get to prove them wrong.
Yeah,
because they've moved on.
Yeah, but like, it's good to use it sometimes. Honestly,
it feels great
because it's hard.
It feels so good.
It's hard to do it with yourself because sometimes you just feel comfortable with yourself.
I'm very lackadaisical with myself.
Whoa, what's that? Yeah.
Oxford.
Lackadaisical.
Oxford guy here.
Sorry, I'm very just medium.
Oh, okay.
With myself, but I use like I don't know. I need. I mentioned to you this earlier today. I just need a lot of stimuli to keep myself just on and going. I'm like, oh, what's the next thing? And I use that shit as motivation.
Mm-hmm.
But I use other stuff as motivation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like taking a piss, eating food. No, I'm just joking. But like, I don't know. Just keeping shit going.
Yeah.
And trying to like, just be, not. I'm not trying to be better than others, but I'm trying to like.
Keep up.
Yeah, keep up in a way.
Mm-hmm.
That's, like, hey, I'm...
Yeah.
Oh, I can do this too, bet. I can do...
Yeah. That's also me. Like, when I was growing up here, coming in as an immigrant, everybody just had a different culture, different everything. And I was this kid which was just broken English and thick accent. And for that first year, it just basically pushed me into learning mode. Like...
Mm-hmm.
Like, basically after school, I would just go home and watch a lot of movies, like American movies. Just
to learn. I did more the same thing. The yeah. And, oh my god.
Yeah. And yeah. I was like, "Yo, fuck these guys! I'm gonna."
Like, there's like a pettiness, right?
Yeah.
There's like a pettiness. Like, I can know this.
Yeah.
And that's why they say like. You know, these people that say, oh, fuck society. Like, I don't care about society. I don't care what society says. They say it's important, like, to have a society. Like, to have people around you.
You live in a society.
And that's a meme.
Society.
Right?
You live in one.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yeah, and like.
Fuck everybody. Fuck all this.
It shapes who you are. Because, like, if you're not going to care about nobody, well, you're going to go commit crimes, do whatever. Like, who cares, you know?
It kind of is like that.
Seriously, you know? But when you have people around you, like, it makes you aware of yourself, you know, like,
which is why, like, I even got into the nihilism thing.
Oh, yeah.
Of not just not caring about shit anymore.
Yeah.
I had that for, like...
I had that for a while, too.
I had it for a good long, like... I just had it for a while. And, like, what?
Everything I just do is...
You need to smoke, buddy.
Guys, give me a second. Got a lot of green back here. I'm talking about this Christmas tree. But the whole nihilism thing. I'm just like, fuck this, fuck that, who cares?
Yeah.
But I was like, it's like, oh, I don't care what people think.
Yeah.
But like, you have to.
You have to.
You literally kind of you live in a world where it functions.
Yeah.
Where you have to.
Yeah.
Even if getting a job, like, it's as simple as getting a job. I'm not saying getting a job is simple. It can be hard. But like getting a job of like knowing someone.
Yeah.
Or saying hi. Like, oh shit. Yeah. Oh, you're in this business. Like, what's up? Like,
yeah.
How are you? And
you got to know, right?
It's as simple as that. You're just branching out. It's like, no, you have to kind of care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have to give a fuck.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like your perception is like, it's how, like,
true.
And that can drive you to be a better person.
Yeah.
And like do a bunch of stuff.
I just hope they ban phones.
That
whole, honestly,
No. Hey, I want that when we die. Because I don't want to be the first 5 years of a generation just phones taken away.
Imagine.
Can you imagine the riots?
Oh my god.
The world would burn down.
I think I would have panic attacks for like a
whole
month.
Where's my TikTok?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I deleted TikTok recently, actually. You know why?
Okay. Follow our TikTok, but
No.
We have a TikTok, but follow
Facebook,
it.
Just for a small break, because the algorithm gets so specific Yeah. Like, yeah, yeah, no. It attacks me personally, you know?
You pay two bills but bought food. But why didn't you buy this food? And I'm like, what the fuck?
I feel like the For You pages and the algorithms and all that stuff in our social media, it sort of like limits our view of what's out there.
Yeah, and it shapes your thoughts and your view. It's putting
just what you want.
Already. Yeah, but like...
Right?
Yeah, but
why question what you want? Do you know what I mean? Like you're genetically... disposed to like be kind of viewed with a section of people. When I say a section, I mean like 100 to 120 people. Yeah. Like you're supposed to have this community build mentality. But when you're like, oh, it limits me to like the world, and I'm like, yeah, I get that. Like it, and it's important. That's why we have researchers. That's why we have like news reporters. That's why we have like a lot of journalists. Yeah. That's why we have a lot of pretty much jobs to go out and find these things out so we can expose it to ourselves.
Yeah, but like the problem yourself. The problem is like you have no choice. I mean, you're scrolling obviously, but like you're not like going out of your way clicking on something like on YouTube, for example, like you like click on the video algorithm. You choose the video, but like on TikTok you're just like exposed to a lot of things, like, and you have no choice. You just watch it, you know, and like it shapes your view of like everything around you. It's weird. Yeah.
But do you ever find like that's what you pull closer into you? Like stuff you just like, just on a passing by? Like this is what you subconsciously just want around you, as opposed to like what you're being limited to. Like subconsciously you just want this stuff around you, but you're trying to like get against that. It would be like, I know it's being limited to this.
I don't think like I have a lot it's of weird. Cat like videos. For example, like, oh, I have a phone call with my friend that I'm upset about something.
Yeah.
Next day or same day, TikTok's all about sad things or well, like,
yeah, no, this
and
real.
That. And like that's what I mean like by it. Like sure, like I felt that way and like I was thinking that way, but like it doesn't mean I wanna hear about it all day and like read about it all day, you know? So it's weird, you know? That's the weird part.
No, I do agree with
that. Or maybe actually, I just spend too much time on TikTok.
No, it does advertise. It like everything advertises to what you talk about. Actually, even everything we're talking about right now, it will advertise to what we talk about. I remember talking about the fucking Toyota Camry and I started seeing Toyota Camry ads and I was like, oh, okay. Like it is real. It is a real that's kinda not
scary.
Yeah, that whole shit is crazy. Anyways, how was your guys?
We got so deep.
You know, that's the fun part. Hey, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Christmas.
Happy Hanukkah. Is there any other holidays that I'm missing?
Happy nothing for people.
Happy Monday.
Yeah.
Happy we're recording this on a Monday. Much love.
Yeah, literally. Glitterly.
Should we call it? Is that an episode? Is that
I think it is.
Episode? That's a healthy episode.
So that is literally episode Carl.
Sorry, I'm not healthy right now.
That is literally episode 8.
Yeah.
This was Rabab is back.
Yeah.
Rabab is back. Actually, although through some hell, because like school was ridiculous.
Yeah.
School and was ridiculous. We got a new microphone.
Yeah, no more lab mics. Yeah. No more lab mics. This is our
Carl joined us.
It's looking up.
Yeah, Carl's
I'm here now.
Yeah,
I feel like I belong now.
Disposed to the chair now. And, but yeah, this is our Christmas episode. We decorated as much as possible, and I think it was good. Follow our TikTok. Follow our YouTube. Follow our
Instagram.
Everything. Watch the clips.
Watch.
Comment.
Watch everything, please.
About who has the best getup. I'm not gonna lie. I think Carl wins.
Yes.
Oh. Carl wins. Actually,
hands down.
Thank you, m'lady. Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Colorway, it works. Yeah, it works.
Yeah, but you also could judge that. Tell me that I look good. Validate my ego.
Zero. No, wait. No, wait.
Like, wait, what?
zero to 10. Oh, like rate Carl's outfit.
Yeah.
Thank you guys. Cheers. Happy holidays.
Yeah. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.